When Kathy Geiss-White's comic strip Kathy hit newspapers in 1976, it struck a chord with a lot of women. Fans identified with the character's self-deprecating humor and relentless insecurity about her looks, her weight, and most of all, men. Now Geiss-White has a new book of essays that expands on some of the themes she explored in her comic strip. It's called 50 Things That Aren't My Fault, and NPR's Lynn Neary caught up with Geiss-White in New York City.
Kathy Geiss-White was celebrating a birthday. She had set a table in her hotel room complete with flowers, cupcakes, and place cards hand-drawn with the image of her famous character, Kathy. But it wasn't Geiss-White's birthday.
Happy birthday to 50 Things That Aren't My Fault. Happy birthday to the book.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I don't believe you're really going to eat a cupcake.
I'm really going to eat a cupcake. Eat this one right here.
For all the jokes Geiss-White made over the years about her character's obsession with food and weight, she herself is tiny, though she swears she was 40 pounds heavier when she got out of college. Geiss-White says she argued against naming her comic strip Kathy because she didn't want people to think the character was based on her own life, even though it was.
I'll say that Kathy was kind of my heart. Other stronger characters in the strip, like Andrea, were more my brain, but Kathy was kind of my heart. That was me.
Before she started Kathy, Geiss-White had a successful career in advertising, eager to take advantage of the new opportunities opening up for women. But she felt caught between what she calls the two Bettys, the 1950s icon of the ideal homemaker, Betty Crocker, and the new, vibrant feminist voice of Betty Friedan. She wanted what both had to offer.
I wanted a career. I wanted my independence. I wanted to put off marriage and children, you know, and have my own success. But I also really wanted a boyfriend. You know, I was in my mid-20s. I wanted somebody to love me.
Geiss-White found an outlet for her insecurities in the comic strip. She was not alone in feeling unsure of her footing in the new world that had been opened by feminism. The comic strip was immensely popular. But there was also a backlash. In her new book, Geiss-White defends herself against her critics.
Some people thought my work reinforced the negative stereotype of women being obsessed with shopping, weight, and love. But it wasn't my fault we still live in a world that partly judges women by what we wear, how much we weigh, and whether or not and who or how we love. Not my fault that with every new glorious possibility for women came an extra sense of isolation when we not only couldn't keep up, but were told we shouldn't talk about the things that held us back.
Geiss-White retired the comic strip in 2010 when she needed more time for her aging parents and her teenage daughter. As she commuted between the two, she jotted down her thoughts, which is how the book began.
When I started writing these essays, it was like coming home and taking off the Spanx. This was so liberating. I loved getting to write longer and more thoughtfully about a lot of the same things I wrote about in the strip.
Geiss-White still uses humor to sift through her feelings, and she still obsesses over food and clothes and the people she loves. But she hopes she's gained some wisdom that she can share with a very different generation of women.
Are you guys selling books?
Yes! We're going to buy books!
Young women lined up to meet Geiss-White after a book event at The Wing in New York's Soho neighborhood. The Wing is a communal workspace and a kind of social club for women only. This generation has inherited the feminism that was brand new when Geiss-White was young. Stephanie Roman says they're still dealing with some of the same issues.
I'm a body image coach, so the whole theme about food and dieting and trying to accept ourselves and willpower and lack of willpower, whatever it might be, is still definitely a big thread in my life, for sure.
A lot of these women remember reading the Kathy comic strip as kids. Jessica Schwartz sports a Kathy button that reads, "I don't have time for this midlife crisis."
Kathy was such a real-seeming woman. I mean, screaming and pulling her hair out and freaking out about tiny things. Literally the most relatable comic character ever.
And does it really speak to you now that you're having a midlife crisis?
Heck yeah!
As Schwartz approaches Geiss-White, she pulls something out of her bag. It's a cake pan in the shape of Kathy's face.
And I just wanted to show you.
Oh my God, you have the cake pan.
The cake pan.
You have the cake pan.
And I brought these pictures of some cakes I've made over the years.
Those are good.
I made them for birthdays, baby showers. This is a meatloaf I made in the pan.
Geiss-White is clearly delighted Kathy means so much to these young women. She hopes her book, like Kathy, will feel like someone's best friend. The kind of friend who knows exactly what to say when you need some reassurance.
I know just how you feel. It doesn't mean you're inadequate. It just means you had a bad day with a, you know, with the frozen chocolate at the back of the freezer.
Guys White's advice for the young? Never lose your sense of humor. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.